different, to say the least. Donal, I think it went exceptionally well. We had all the services online today, along with all the councillors, John McLaughlin and Edine Doherty from the council as well. It went well. We went through our agenda as we would normally do, only this meeting you can't propose or second any amendments or any processes because it's through a digital setup. But it went extremely well. There was an only shown at the minute. The councillors were putting their points across that we feel that we must do what we can in relation to tourism, in relation to trying to get as much done locally and push the types of projects like Malin Head and those that we feel that over the next period of time will not be maybe as many people heading away out foreign and travel and things like that. The people will be staying around home and we're going to try and push the peninsula as much as we can. Environment played a big part today. As you know, there's a lot of illegal dumping going on at the minute in hills and along roadways along the countryside, and it's something that's come up, and I know on the Greg Q show and through the news channels yourselves over the last period of time, and it's something we feel that the council need to make changes to how people get rid of the rubbish and maybe make some type of these centres available for people to get rid of the rubbish at a lot reduced rate than what it is. And also that, you know, people can avail of getting rid of paint tins and stuff like that, because a lot of people doing work to their houses now at the minute and doing necessary works, DIY work themselves instead of getting contractors in. So we went through a lot of that, and hopefully some of that stuff can happen, because we're trying to put as many points across to the council as we can today to get things moving on and try to get back to some type of normality.
In terms of yourselves at MD level and indeed the full council at county level as well, you'd be getting ready for AGMs in June and July, getting ready for handing over to new chairs, new coherent looks and so on. Has there been any progress in determining what's going to happen in terms of AGMs and when we'll actually get to see statutory meetings held physically with social distancing, at which actual decisions can be made and actual resolutions can be passed?
Yeah, well, that's something we discussed today too, Donal, and we're hoping that in June, when the AGMs happen here in the peninsula, I'm sure it will happen in every other area as well, that we will be able to have a facility that will be big enough to hold both the councillor staff and the media, and that we will be able to go ahead with our AGMs come the end of June. Prior to that, we would have to have a meeting of the council again with a quorum that can pass that resolution. That pass a resolution that it would allow us not to have the meetings in the chamber here in Carndonagh, but to have it in an outside venue. And that's something that we do intend to do early June with the foresight to have our AGM late in June, and that will be at an outside venue, and that venue hasn't exactly been decided yet. But that's the process that we're taking, and that's the route that we hope to go down over the next couple of weeks.
Martin, thanks very much indeed.
No bother, Donald.
Martin, take care. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.